43. Roosevelt slipped past Watertown 50-48. And Yankton defeated Mitchell 42-40. That's the rundown of girls' basketball scores from last night. In boys basketball, Kimball White Lake defeated Sunshine Bible 83-55. Lower Brule cruised past Wessington Springs 80-41. Double A scores, Aberdeen defeated Brandon Valley 63-52. Harrisburg outlasted Watertown 65-58. And Yankton rolled to a 54-34 win over Mitchell. There were a couple of postponements. They had a pretty big snowstorm out West River. So Sioux Falls Lincoln, Sioux Falls Washington had their games canceled against Rapid City Central and Rapid City Stevens. Sounds like the two Sioux Falls schools will be traveling out to Rapid today to get at least their second half of the weekend in. But one of those games, both girls and boys, end up being canceled due to the late date and the snow out in the Black Hills. Couple of college basketball scores from last night out of the Northern Sun. Women's Sioux Falls defeated Augustana 64-59 in overtime. Northern rolled over Minnesota Crookston 89-66. Men's basketball, Northern defeated Crookston 81-50 and Sioux Falls edged Augustana 88-86. That's the rundown of scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. Here on Tiger Basketball, back on the court. They're back on the road as well as they travel to Harrisburg for a doubleheader. 5:15 girls, followed by the boys, 4:55 pregame on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Plenty of doubleheader action out there tonight. Miller is at Todd County, Esteline at James Valley Christian, Hitchcock Tulare at Potter County. Girls basketball, Highmore Herald will play Freeman. That's at a classic in Warner. Boys basketball, DeSmit will play Freeman Academy of Marion, and Canastota will play Sanborn Central Woonsocket. That's at a classic in Mitchell. Gymnastics, as I mentioned earlier, state individual competition will take place in Watertown today. Here on Tigers, we'll have three girls competing today. Hockey here on boys, long road trip as they travel to Sioux Center, Iowa. And in wrestling, the Huron Tigers will host their annual Huron Invitational today. That will start at 10 o'clock at the arena. Head coach Dan McCarty says they have several teams from both Class A and Class B coming to Huron today.
You know, we started off with 12 teams. Unfortunately, Sturgis is not able to make the trip. They had they call off school, so they couldn't travel. But we'll have 11 teams in, a couple of ESD, a couple of our region teams, and some Class B schools. There should be some quality competition, especially as we advance into the semifinals or championship round. Should be some really good wrestling.
Many of the top-ranked Class B teams will be in Huron today, including Bonham Scotland Avon, Clark Willow Lake, and also Winner. Other teams planning to be here today, Aberdeen, Huron, of course, Milbank, Mitchell. Again, Sturgis had to bow out due to unable to travel yesterday. Yankton will be here. Woolsey Wessington will compete as well. So, again, some very good competition today for wrestling at the Huron Arena. Handful of announcements that we do want to pass along. Tiger Roar Booster Club for gymnastics will have their postseason potluck Tuesday beginning at 6 o'clock at the High School Commons. Postseason potluck for Huron Tiger Wrestling will be Monday, February 26th at the High School Commons, again beginning at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 11th, will be the annual meeting of the South Dakota Amateur Baseball Association at Highland Conference Center in Mitchell. It'll start with a 12 noon meal free to all fans, officers, team managers, and more. Then the annual meeting will follow. Everyone welcome to attend. Staying on the theme of baseball, Huron Little League has sign-ups planned for the upcoming summer. You can register online beginning March 1st at huronbaseball.com. In-person registration will be held Monday, March 19th, 5 till 7 at the Player Development Center at the Huron Mall. We'll have more information on that as the times get a little closer. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll be talking Huron Tiger basketball with head coaches Wade Stobbs, Tim Budenhagen. Also talk Huron Tiger gymnastics with head coach Julie King as they close out their season today. That'll be the Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at 8:15 this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back at Slumberland Furniture, and we're having a conversation with Rich Bragg today. Everybody knows Slumberland is a nationally known company, but Rich, I didn't realize just how big Slumberland really is.
You know, it is, and sometimes we take it for granted. We forget to talk about it, but, you know, it is crazy when you think the name Slumberland is a key right there, that we should be big in beds, but not a lot of people realize that in the mattress world, Slumberland is actually in the top 20 of all mattress companies out there. So when you think about New York, LA, Chicago, you know, there's a mattress store, a furniture store on every corner, thousands of stores across the country. It's kind of cool to think that right here in Huron, we have one of the stores that's the top 20 in the whole country.
Customer service, you've got the salespeople, and you can try before you buy.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously a lot of the companies that are cropping up now, you can ship something to your house, try it, and if you like it, you can ship it back to them. Clearly, that's not a great model. If you get that bed and don't like it, the thought of trying to stuff one of those beds back into a box and ship it off, you know, and how many times are you going to try that before you find the right one? The great thing is at Slumberland, over 60 models from the best brands out there. Try them out beforehand, and then, as you said, after the fact, if you have an issue with the bed, we're going to be here to take care of that. You've got a local partner. So there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I don't mean to say that every single person is going to buy their bed at Slumberland. Obviously, there's reasons that there's specialty things out there that we maybe don't have. Somebody found an amazing deal somewhere. I realize there's lots of great places to shop, and I understand we're not going to be the only choice, but I do feel like because we're top 20 in the whole country, because we have three out of the four biggest brands, and because we have such a wide assortment here to choose from, when you're thinking about a new bed, if you don't at least come in the store here at Slumberland and try it out, I do think after the fact you're always going to have to question, did I really get the best bed? Did I really get the best deal? So, you know, when you're thinking about mattresses, I just think because of Slumberland's buying power, because of our large size, it's worth coming in here, talk to one of our salespeople, get a chance to go through and try some beds out before you buy something, and then you'll be able to rest easy knowing that you tried all the best options and you can be sure that you got the best price possible.
You've got the buying power, the low prices, the selection, the expertise, and it's great to have them right here in Huron. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And good morning,
just
everyone.
Imagine the body weight you want.
Back here on Breakfast with the Coaches as we visit with Tim Budenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tigers. The Tigers off since this past Tuesday, a 4-point loss to the Peer Governors. And coaches saw a few familiar themes. When we can't hit a three, you know, other things have to happen. And I guess the biggest thing is miss some key free throws, and Peer pulls out a low-scoring 4-point win.
Well, we gift-wrapped one for them. I thought our kids, the effort was great. I mean, we fought till the end. We just didn't execute very well. We were 4-for-20 from the threes, 5-for-12 from the free throw line, and then we turned the ball over too many times in the second half. And when you do that, that spells disaster. And then communication on the defense end, we lost Stout a couple times, and then the biggest time was with about a minute 53 to go. He hit a three to put him up three, and then we lost Cheddar a couple times in the first half. Outside of that, you know, we held Zabel to 12 points. He struggled to score. I thought we did a fantastic job. I thought we did a pretty good job on the boards. We just didn't execute on the offensive end, and like I said, miscommunication a couple times on the defensive end.
You know, and just one of those things, you kind of fall back into some habits there, perhaps. You know, so many things went right last weekend with the Spearfish Sturgis wins, and particular, and just getting back to that free throw subject, I can't remember which game it was now, but 22 of 25 in the one game, and you feel, you know, that's something that we can definitely hang our hat on, but then, you know, it kind of went away from us on Tuesday.
Yeah, it did. You know, we did, we struggled from the free throw line, and, you know, the game's simple. Like we always talk about, if you make your free throws, hit your layups, you're going to win a lot of games. We did neither very well on Tuesday night, and we lost. But you know what? The defensive effort hung us in there. You know, giving up, like I said, giving up 43 points, you should be able to muster enough, enough points to cover 43. But we, for some odd reason, we just couldn't hit that shot. You know, we had a lot of good looks. They went down. They came out. We get the rebound. We'd miss. We get fouled, go to free throw line, make one of two, or, you know, miss the front end of a bonus. And when you do that, life gets difficult.
You know, defensively, you talked about that, and really defense has kept us in most games this year. You throw out the two Aberdeen games, and Rapid City Central, we're giving ourselves chances. So, you know, sometimes defense doesn't take a certain special skill. It just takes hard work, and kids have bought into that.
Yeah, they have. You know, like I said, the effort was there. We worked hard. It was just a communication part and the execution on the offense end. So we got to clean that up tonight with the communication part of knowing where the shooters are, knowing if we're going to double team or not going to double team in the post. And then on the back side, those guys got to be talking, you know, I got the next pass out. So we got to get places a little bit quicker now. You know, each game now gets a little tougher to win because every team's a good team now. Every team can shoot the ball. Every team's got an inside presence. Every team can rip and get by you. So every moment, every possession becomes important, and hopefully we take that as such tonight.
Well, let's look at Harrisburg. We lost by 10 to them about a month ago at the arena. It was a pretty solid effort. Again, they just made a few plays down the stretch. They got Zor in the middle, and then about everybody else that they put on the floor can hit that three.
Yeah, Hoyt had five last night against Watertown. He's shooting it awfully deep. He's shooting it awfully well, so we got to make sure we know where he's at. Zor's, you know, he's a load down low, and he goes to his right hand often, but we got to keep him off the boards. I mean, he really hurts people on the boards. Curry, the same thing. You know, Curry can hit a shot every now and then. He wants to get to the rim, but we got to keep him off the boards. And then you got Altenberg and
Ben Holland.
Von Holland that can knock down the three. And Slaughter, I think, is a really good player, and he comes off the bench, goes either way, can shoot it. So they have some they have a high potency offense, but you got to keep them out of the paint, off of penetration, and you got to find a three ball.
Yeah, it seems to me back when we played him a month ago, we kept Zor under wraps for the most part. Van Hollen, I don't think, had a real big game, but Altenberg, Hoyt, those guys, like I said, there's just so many weapons there.
Yeah, a couple guys get slippery and you lose them, and they can make you pay. So we got to make sure we know where everybody's at. Again, we got to score the ball, though, so we can slow them down with a press. Slow the ball as it gets down. Watertown was successful switching up defenses a little bit, so we might take a look at that as well. But the main thing is keep them out of the paint so that they can't create for somebody else standing outside the three-point line.
Yeah, you mentioned their home last night against Watertown. Got off to a big early lead, and Watertown didn't get rattled, and they did get it down to about a three-point game there late before Harrisburg pulled away, won by about 10 or 11.
Well, at the beginning, Watertown was turning the ball over a lot. You know, the second half, they started to score the ball, and then they could slow them down in a press. Get them standing around a little bit offensively. They're very good in transition. Kind of reminds me of Rapid City Central. If you don't make shots and they get out on the run, they're really tough. But if you can slow them down, keep the ball in front of you, they're not as potent. So we got to make sure that offensively we value the basketball, get good shots, because a bad shot's a turnover. It's a long rebound, and they're off and running. So we can't fuel their fire by turning the ball over and taking bad shots.
You know, as you look ahead here, boy, hard to believe we're only three games left in the season here, tonight, then next Friday, and then next Friday. So basically a lot of practice time here, a lot of prep time. I know you're still keeping a close eye on that round of 16 because there's still a few things that could happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, realistically, I think we have to win two out of three. in order to, you know, hold serve where we're at. So we got our work cut out for us because we got Watertown, Harrisburg, Brandon, three pretty good teams. But like I said, you get to round of 16, we're not going to play a cupcake. So we got to beat a good team and we got to be ready to go each and every night. And again, play every possession like it's our last.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Tiger girls and boys are at Harrisburg tonight on Tiger 95. We'll take a timeout to come back, talk here on Tiger Girls on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
8:25, we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday as we talk with Wade Stobbs, girls basketball coach for the Tigers. Tigers, a loss to Pierre on a Thursday at home, wrapped up the home schedule in the process. And Wade, just a microcosm, I guess, of this whole season. You get off to an 8-0 lead, then Pierre able to get some open threes to drop. They get the lead back before the end of the first quarter. We make a run in the third, are down, I believe, 5 with the ball, hit, miss a three, and then they go on about a 9-11 run and pretty much put the game away.
Yeah, that was kind of the first half too. We come out, like you said, started really well. First quarter, got up 8-0. They hit some threes, took the lead, but then we kind of battled through the second quarter. And then I think the last probably minute, they went on about a 6-0 run and got it to a 9-point lead at halftime. And that's kind of where it stayed there throughout. And then at the end, kind of pulled away a little bit more. But you know, we got to get rid of those little runs, those turnovers out front. And like Bud said, you know, we got to play every possession like it's our last. We got to value the ball and get good shots.
Well, Jada Schillingstad gets back into the lineup, and she did have an impact. She scored 8 points in the first half and was really going hard to the basket.
Yeah, and that's what we missed from her is you know, her with the ball. You know, with her out, Haven had to do a lot of the ball handling for us, and with her back, she's able to take some of that load off of Haven, and she's so quick, got a quick first step to that basket and can get to the rim. It's hard for one girl to guard her, so she requires a lot of help. Pierre didn't help very well to begin with on her, and she was able to get to the rim and knock down some shots.
You know, another thing, too, it just helps the depth. We haven't been playing a lot of girls here in recent weeks. You also got a little more time for Allie Fullerton and for Overbay as well. Get them in just to give a few girls a rest, because you know, Haven and Gracie Schoenfeller in particular, they just aren't leaving the floor much right now.
No, you know, to try and find offense, those two girls pretty much have to stay on the floor for me. You know, we have to get to 50 points, and we weren't able to do that. I told the girls in the locker room before the game, you know, if we can get to 56, we'll be in there and have a chance to win this one, and that's what Pierre ended up with. It ended up 56-42. You know, it just comes down to getting to that mark and getting Jada back and into our offense and getting things going with 8 girls now in a rotation, trying to stay a little fresher instead of 6 or 7 girls in a rotation. So it's one of those things. We got 3 more games to build off of and see what happens.
Well, I remember going into the Pierre game, you mentioned you got to watch Michelson outside, you got to watch Rath on the inside, and, well, that's exactly what happened. We did a good job on Rath in the first half, but Michelson hit, I believe, 11, 12 points, something like that, in the first half. And then she went a little quieter, but they were able to get some insight going with Rath in the second half, even though she left for a short time with an injury. And she ended up, I believe, with 16 points to lead them.
Yeah, you know, those two girls are their leaders. They're best two ball players, and the other ones kind of feed off of them. When those two start making shots, the other ones start to make shots also. They gain confidence from them, and that's kind of what happened throughout the game.
You know, now we go to Harrisburg tonight. Harrisburg, state runner-up last year, did lose some players off that, but still a very good team back. They got size, really similar to how we were describing the boys. They got some size. They might go a little more inside than their boys' team go, but they also can kick out, and they got two or three shooters that can spot up and drill it.
Yeah, you got Roth and Yugovsky on the inside, and they both go inside-outside. The Roth girl's a pretty good three-point shooter, too. You know, you try and zone them, they're going to knock it down from the outside. You go man, and they're going to try and take it into the block, and Yugovsky and Roth. Hauling, a 5'10 guard, very strong ball player. They got the Stefan girl outside, who's a very good shooter. So they kind of got it all kind of wrapped up. You know, they go 5'5", 5'10", 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot in their starting lineup, and come with 6'2 off the bench. And so, you know, they're one of those teams that kind of got all the positions.
You know, and it just, it's not even point bring it up. We know we're going to be shorter than any team we go out against. In fact, Pierre might have been the closest we came to matching up as far as a size standpoint goes. But so it goes without saying, there's going to be some mismatches there. And I've noticed it just seems like as this season has wore on, we've gotten a little more aggressive defensively. We're not afraid to stick a hand in there, see if we can knock the ball away. And, well, stay away from foul troubles is the main thing. But otherwise, the girls have become more aggressive on defense because they've had to.
Yeah, the girls battle each and every time we go out into the court. Defensively, I think we play hard. You know, it's that offensive side. You know, when you don't see that ball go in very much, you know, it's kind of tough on the mindset there. And we just need one of those games where it starts to fall and we start to feed off of it and you know, just gain that confidence and keep that confidence for one full game.
You know, because it always just seems to be a stretch. You look last week in Spearfish and the Sturgis, Spearfish in particular, were tied going into the fourth quarter. Then they outscore us, I believe, by 12 to win by 12. We're in position, but again, a little bit of the gas comes into the standpoint. Sturgis, they slowly but surely pulled away. But, you know, we get ourselves position, but it's just that whole 32 minutes.
Yeah, it comes down to a couple empty possessions. You know, we battle, and all of a sudden we end up with three turnovers in a row. And don't get a shot, and they go down and score three times. And it stretches from a 3 to 4 point lead for them to that 10 to 12 point lead. And that's just an emotional killer for the team and for the girls.
You know, and as you look at it, you know, it's tough to go through a season like this, but yet it looks like the girls are still working. The girls are still coming out with intensity. Nobody's given up on it.
No, they haven't. You know, they come out, they work their tails off. They play hard. You can't fault their effort. You know, their effort is there each and every game. You know, it's just one of those things that if we can get that basket to go, the ball to go through the basket a few times, would be huge for our confidence in one of these games.
You know, and as we mentioned with Bud there, just three games left for the girls. All three are on the road, Watertown, then Brandon Valley. So three more times to, you know, for your seniors in particular, put on that Tiger uniform. And for the underclassmen, three more games to show what they have here, because we're always going to look ahead as well.
Yeah, you know, these three games are, you know, it's going to be tough, you know, going on the road. It's never easy. Harrisburg, you know, top three team, top 1-2 in the state probably right now. And then Brandon Valley's another good one. Watertown, you know, kind of up and down, got a number of good athletes. They're very athletic. They're long. They're lanky. But, you know, we got a week to prepare for them. And then we got a week to prepare for Brandon Valley after that. So, you know, we're going to give it our best shot. The girls are going to continue to go out, work hard, give everything they got, and see what happens.
Wade Staub's head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Again, doubleheader at Harrisburg tonight. Girls game at 5:15. Boys game to follow, both on the air on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. We'll talk some here on Tiger Gymnastics as we wrap things up next here on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Wrap it up, talking with Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers, the Tiger Girls in Watertown. State gymnastics meet, team competition held yesterday, the individual competition and all around coming up later today. Huron last week was at the ESD meet where they finished sixth overall, but their team score was good enough just by a few decimal points to get a wild card into yesterday's team competition. So Julie, that was the biggest thing from last week. Been a couple of years. Nice to see the team qualify for yesterday.
Absolutely. It was an awesome day. Pressure-filled day, stressful day, awesome because it turned out well at the end. We ended up sneaking in by .75 in front of Aberdeen. We probably didn't have the best performances of the day, but you could see through the girls' performances their stress because they were worried. They didn't want to make a mistake. They were tentative on what their skills were, and they wanted to make sure they landed things. So we weren't going for things the way we normally would, and our scores did show it.
And the thing with that, too, is, you got basically the last wild card there, is, for lack of a better term, but you weren't the last team in by a score. You're actually number 7 out of 9.
Absolutely. We had the opportunity to check the conference scores from the night before, so we knew exactly the magic number that we needed to beat, which was 129.325. And we ended up at 131.95, right in front of Aberdeen, which had 131.2. Unfortunately, the way that things are set up, Aberdeen didn't make it in, and they were one of the better teams, unfortunately, in the conference and didn't make it into the state meet.
But bottom line is, for your standpoint, it had been a couple of years since you qualified for the team, since they went to this new format, and it gave all the girls or your full team a chance to compete at the state meet, so just great experience moving forward.
Absolutely great experience. Not one of these girls has seen team competition. It's been 3 years since we've made it into the state meet. This would have been our fourth year not qualifying as a team. So we had our work cut out with working with the girls in the gym to teach them how to do Capital Cup and how to do different things that a state meet format is, because it is so different than any other meet that we have gone to during the season. And, you know, our senior girls, this is the first chance they've had an opportunity to be at the state meet. So it's a pretty big win for us, and we are really thrilled with our performances.
And just overall, kind of wrapping up what you saw yesterday, bottom line is all you wanted was a chance, and you got it.
We wanted a chance, and you know what? I think we were the happiest team on the floor. You would have thought we had won the ESD conference. The girls were thrilled. They came running over to their coaches afterwards, and we had our small little victory. Now, I told the team, I said, now the stressful part is done, and we just need to move on and enjoy the state meet.
Well, moving on to today is the individual. Yesterday is strictly a team. Then the final day is individual. You got three girls going today. Talk about that. It sounds like a couple of them haven't been exactly in the best of health this past week.
We've had some illness this week, unfortunately, and we were battling some injury with Kathy Decker with her ankle. But Erica's a strong contender in that all-around. She's also a strong contender in the beam, the floor. She hits that souk on vault, and she's going to be doing awesome. Her bar score continues to rise. Emily Lord added some new skills into her bar routine, and that helped her bar score soar up. Our bars went up 2 points from Watertown to our ESD meet, so that was huge. Cassie Decker, she has done a tremendous job for the Huron Tigers on beam this year. She's been solid and consistent, and we can really depend on her for consistency. And that's huge to say about a sophomore, and Erica's a sophomore as well. And it was really nice to see that we got our senior Emily Lord into the individual event on bars.
Well, let's talk about that group of seniors you have on the roster this year. Obviously, with the end of the day today, that means that's it for their career.
This is it, and we're pretty excited. And, you know, that was one of the big things, you know. Getting these senior girls into the state meet was a huge win for us. And I'm not only just a coach, but I'm also a parent of one of the senior girls. So it was a pretty awesome day.
Well, just kind of run down that senior class and just say a little bit about each of the girls.
Well, my senior girls are Caitlin King, Emily Lord, and Haley Haber. Caitlin's been strong for us on beam and on floor throughout the entire season. And Emily Lord has been strong for us as an all-arounder, but we really look for her on bars because she just really does a tremendous job on the bars. Haley Haber likes to be on that balance beam, and so that's where she's been strong for us. Sarah Christensen, she's a junior. Brittany Nelson, she's a junior. Sarah and Brittany have really come around on their vaults, and I'm pretty excited about that. They were two that turned in some pretty amazing scores at our ESD meet. And then Erica Zell, you know, she's a great little all-arounder. Kathy Decker's a great little all-arounder. JC Bankston has been working really hard on her balance beam, so I'm pretty thrilled with that. Another one that's sneaking in the door that I'm pretty excited about is Jamie Katner. And she will be throwing her handspring full at the state meet as well. And we're pretty excited about what we've seen with her. And Leah Pyle continues to show improvement on bars.
And just to wrap it up here, as you close out another gymnastics season, talk about the steps you make forward. Obviously, you want to be at your strongest now, not back on November 10th, whenever it is, when you first opened up the gym for the girls. Have you seen the improvements? Obviously, you're ending the year at a very positive note.
Absolutely. We started out the season at a 122. We weren't a full team on that day, but we have seen mass improvement in our score. Our high for the season was a 137.95. A 131.95 at an ESD meet is pretty awesome because you've got some pretty tough judges in the gym that are expecting exact precision on skills. So, you know, I have been really excited about what this team has produced this season, and they're one of the tightest, most bonded teams that I've worked with in a really long time.
Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics. They're up in Watertown to wrap up the state gymnastics meet, individual and all-around competition today. Huron will have three girls competing today. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday, brought to you by Pearson Anderson, Farmers Union Insurance, Slumberland Furniture, and the Nordby Center for Recreation. Don't forget, we have high school basketball coming up later on today over on Tiger 95. Huron at Harrisburg, girls game to tip off at 5:15 with the boys game to follow. We have Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max coming up shortly. Up next, though, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Monty James for the Territorial Rodeo Update, now outlawed in 17 foreign countries and Missouri. Big tip of the hat to South Dakota bronc rider Cole Elsher, who rosined up his bull rope and won the prestigious Rodeo Rapid City Toro Twist and Buckle. We need more of that in this reporter's opinion. Gone are the days at Casey Tibbs, Jim Shoulders, and Ty Murray, where a roughie worked two or three events and had a chance at the all-around buckle. Let's face it, timies don't run the risk of crushing injuries like buckers do, except maybe losing a thumb in a dally, which would suck. Hey, we'll take a sentimental journey down Territorial Memorial Lane after this word from Aerosmith Red Angus. It's not funny. Mark the date, Monday, March 5. All trails lead to Bassett Livestock in Bassett, Nebraska for the annual Aerosmith Red Angus production sale. 50 yearling ranch-raised bulls from the scenic Aerosmith Ranch on the banks of the Niobrara River. 350 commercial Red Angus heifers from one of the most successful Red Angus herds in the country. This herd is famous for being low on trouble and high on efficiency.